Join hands and concentrate. Jake started to reach for Danny Rostov's hand, but Dinky shook his head, smiling a little. Maybe you can hold hands with her another day, hero, but right now you're the monkey in the middle, and your Din's another one.
You hold hands with each other, Shimi said.
There was a quiet authority in his voice that Jake hadn't heard before.
That'll help.
Jake tucked Oi into his shirt. Roland, were you able to show Shimi?
Look, Roland said, taking his hands. The others now made a tight circle around them. Look, I think you'll see.
A brilliant seam opened in the darkness, obliterating Shimi and Ted from Jake's view. For a moment it trembled and darkened, and Jake thought it would disappear. Then it grew bright again and spread wider. He heard, very faintly, the way you heard things when you were underwater, the sound of a car or truck passing in that other world, and saw a building with a small asphalt lot in front of it. Three cars and a pickup truck were parked there.
Daylight, he thought, dismayed.
Because if time never ran backward in the Keystone world, that meant that time had slipped. If that was Keystone world, then it was Saturday, the 19th of June, in the year...
Quick!
Ted shouted from the other side of that brilliant hole in reality. If you're going, go now. He's going to faint. If you're going... Roland yanked Jake forward, his purse bouncing on his back as he did so.
Wait!
Jake wanted to shout.
Wait, I forgot my stuff!
But it was too late. There was the sensation of big hands squeezing his chest, and he felt all the air whoosh out of his lungs. He thought, pressure change. There was a sensation of falling up, and then he was reeling onto the pavement of the parking lot with his shadow tacked to his heels, squinting and grimacing, wondering in some distant part of his mind how long it had been since his eyes had been exposed to plain old natural daylight. Not since entering the doorway cave in pursuit of Susanna, maybe.